Sometimes you win ugly. I'd still rather win ugly than lose pretty. So we'll take it and hopefully build off of that. And they expose some of our weaknesses. And if we're gonna continue to compete as our schedule moves on here, we're gonna have to take some of those weaknesses and improve on them. And girls know that. I mean, I don't think they were overly satisfied with what went on tonight, but there's some good things too. It was we played a lot of kids and maybe put some kids in some unfamiliar roles, and so it was good to see how they reacted. It's just a grind sometimes, and tonight was one of those games. It was kind of a grind. I don't think we didn't have a whole lot of flow, but I did see a few things like on the break, and sometimes in the half court game too. We did a nice job of finding open players. We made a few basketball plays. One time Sarah brought the ball down the floor and no one picked her up, and instead of stopping and picking, she continued on to the basket, shot a layup and got an and one out of it. So there are always good things, and it never ceases to amaze me. I don't care what year you're talking about. When you watch a game, you develop an opinion on how you played or how a certain person played or didn't play. And then you watch it on film, and the things that you thought maybe were really good probably weren't quite as good as you thought. And the things that you thought were really bad weren't quite as bad as you thought either. So film always always shows a true story, and you get a chance to look at it when your frame of mind is probably a little different. So we'll do that, and I'm sure if past history is any indication, we'll find out the same thing.